One of the innovations of number one crossbar, which was a new switching system in 1937, is that you can have two office codes in the same switching entity containing up to 20,000 lines. That's a big improvement over panel, which maxes out at 10,000 lines. Because with 20,000, you can have bigger trunk groups, and that permits more efficient use of the trunks. Now, as we've been hearing, when we call from panel to number one crossbar, revertive pulsing is used to communicate which number is desired. Now, the existing revertive pulse protocol is perfectly good for sending the last four digits. It converts those four digits into five digits so that the panel switches will end up at the right place to connect to the number. But there's no way using the original protocol to indicate which of two office codes is desired. And you definitely want to be able to put all the calls to the entire switching entity, all 20,000 lines, over the same trunk group. Otherwise, you don't realize the increased efficiency. So, to make it possible to send calls to two office codes over the same trunk group, something had to change. To illustrate, let's call another 0000. Here's WY1-0000 in the Bronx Ho Avenue building. Now again, the revertive pulse code for 0000 is 1111. And since Ben is dialing slowly, you can hear that again on this call, with one exception. If you listen to what happens after Ben dials the fifth digit of the phone number, you'll catch the slight modification that they've made to the revertive pulse code.
What number are you calling, please?
When Ben dials the hundreds digit, that is the fifth digit of the phone number, instead of pulsing 1-1, it does this. 6-1. And that's what they did. They add 5 to the second digit, and that indicates that the second office code is desired. In this particular switching entity, 378 is what's called the A office code, and WY1 is the B office code. When you're calling the A office code, nothing is changed, but if you're calling the B code, that's when they add 5. And they can do that because the second digit is always either 1, 2, 3, or 4 in the original protocol. That leaves room to add 5 pulses so that it changes to 6, 7, 8, or 9 pulses. So that's how it communicates whether it wants the A office code, 378 in this case, or the B office code, WY1. A switching entity that has almost 20,000 lines is going to have enough traffic so that trunk groups are justified at farther distances away. And you can really see this from what this office has trunks to and what it doesn't. A good example is West 73rd Street on the Upper West Side of Manhattan. There are 8 office codes total in that building, and of those, 4 are panel. But because there has to be a separate trunk group for each individual panel office code, that doesn't create enough traffic to justify those trunks. They could build them, but they would mostly sit idle. And so it makes more sense to put it through a tandem. York tandem in this case. When we dial Endicott 2, one of the four West 73rd Street panels, that, as I'll explain elsewhere, is an indication that this call is going through what I call a revertive tandem. It's a crossbar tandem being communicated with using revertive pulsing, and you know that's true because those second two digits there, yeah, that sounds like crossbar one, but in this case it's a crossbar tandem. Let's make the whole call to Endicott 2's supervision test. In West 73rd Street, Endicott 2 and Trafalgar 4 have the same ringing machine and they seem to be the same thing for most purposes, but for incoming calls they have to be separate because they are panels and it's too far away, there's not a big enough community of interest to put in a trunk group for just 10,000 lines, and that's why it goes through a tandem. The same thing is true of the other pair of panel offices, Schuyler 4 and Trafalgar 7. They have a different ring. They're probably very much the same, but on the incoming side, it's only 10,000 lines on a trunk group. That's not enough traffic from here to justify a direct trunk, so it goes through York again. Here's Ben calling me on my Schuyler 4 number. He doesn't want to pay for the call, so he says hang, as in hang up. So I hang up and then I start flashing my hook, talking to him during the off-hook periods. As long as I don't go off-hook for more than a second or two, he'll get his dime back. But I'm not set up to be able to talk with my phone hung up, so to speak, so I'm going off and on-hook repeatedly to be able to speak and listen without charging him.
Really good.
And there is no hump.
Now, on those last two calls, we went through a reverter tandem, and we know that because when we dial the office code, we hear this. Two digits coming from a panel switch, and then two more coming from a crossbar 1 type switch. In this case, it's York crossbar tandem.
Recording 21218.
So it looks like West 73rd Street is just too far away for us to have direct trunks to the end offices in that building. But wait, there is a number 1 crossbar, Trafalgar 3. Let's dial it. Let me just repeat those reverter digits there. That is a direct Trafalgar 3 trunk. We know that because all four digits were from local panel switches. So there is a community of interest between this panel we're calling from and that number 1 crossbar in West 73rd Street, and the only reason there is because it's got a B office, Susquehanna 7. So Trafalgar 3 is the A, Susquehanna 7 is the B, and thanks to the fact that that's enough lines to make it make sense, we do have direct trunks to it. Here's a call to a ringing number in Trafalgar 3. The East 97th Street Manhattan building has two different ringing machines for the crossbar ones, and thanks to the A-B arrangement allowing 20,000 lines over the same trunk group, we have direct trunks to 4 out of the 5 number 1 crossbar codes in that building from here. The fifth one, Trafalgar 6, is all by itself, it doesn't have a B, so that goes through a tandem from here. Here's a call to HA7, which is the B office in the same entity as Enright 9, and this particular switching entity has high city rain. In the last program, we did make a call to the other East 97th Street crossbar 1 that has two office codes, namely Fillmore 8 and Templeton 1.
Hello?
And as you can hear, that is more of a typical city ring than what we got on HA7. And by the way, that Enright 9 HA7 ring, which I also recall getting on Trafalgar 6, suffered a terrible fate in the early 80s, and if you really want to hear it, and I don't recommend it, it's in early 80s program 13. Now here's a call to TA3, in the Trattman Avenue building with its famous ring. TA3 is an A office code, and Ben is going to dial the number all at once, such that when he finishes dialing, we'll hear the 5 digits of the communication between this panel and that number one crossbar. If you knew what to listen for, you could tell just by hearing those 5 digits in a row that 823-TA3 is an A office. I'll point it out at the end of the call. On this call, all 5 reverted digits between here and Trattman Avenue were heard all at once. And it's the second digit in that string of 5 that determines whether it's A or B. Here's what it would have sounded like if we were calling the B code TA8. Here is a comparison, and it's the second digit that changes. A. D. That's pretty good, but I think it's still a little bit difficult to discern, so let's go to another context where it's easier to hear. This used to go through a panel sender tandem, but it's after 1974, so this is going through Tremont tandem.
21226.
And Tremont lets you hear the revertive pulsing very clearly. Here's a call to 263-0000. 263 is the A office of a Crossbar 1 entity in Forest Hills.
I'm sorry. The number you have reached is not in service or temporarily disconnected. The number you have reached is not in service at this time. This is a recording.
That is not a working number. Please consult your directory and dial again.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Very. You know what,
Okay, now let's go back to this part. Yeah, now that is clearly recognizable as 0000 in the A office. It's just 5 ones, and then some extra clicks that have to do with the trunk flashing and stuff. Not to mention the loud cut-through. That is what 0000 sounds like when you're calling the A office. But if you're calling the B office, there we go, A. D. All right, enough about that for now. Here's a call to TU1 in the Kruger Avenue building in the northern part of the Bronx. This is the telephone company's supervision test line again. We liked calling these because it not only gave us the sound of the trunk going off and on hook, but the ticks at the end of the test, which are just there to tell you the test is over, always have a little bit of the office tower noise that's distinctive to the building. And so we'll hear a little bit of the distinctive Kruger Avenue sound. Oh, by the way, you know what happens if you call the soup test in this Grand Concourse building? Right. You know, there's a definitely familiar piece of crosstalk right after Ben dials the office code and the route is set up. I'll play that part again, starting from Ben dialing the third digit. Did you hear that? Does that sound like anyone familiar? Well, it's this.
Deposit 5 cents now for the next 5 minutes.
As in this.
This is a recording. I beg your pardon. Your time is up. Please deposit 5 cents now for the next 5 minutes or your conversation will be automatically interrupted. Thank you.
Perdóname, por favor.
We'll get to that in a later program. Now I'd like to digress a minute and talk about the sound of City Ring, our overall favorite ringing machine from the old network. In this program, I just happened to touch upon at least 4 different types, and I want to go through them. Most of the rings we saw in this program are in the category I would call standard City Ring. It appears that this is what they settled on once they got down the procedure for making these machines. Examples of standard City Ring in this program are... That was actually 2 different City Rings in the Ho Avenue Bronx building. In that example, it's hard to tell them apart, but they are both standard City Ring. One has high tone in the background, the other doesn't. Then there's this. This one's from Forest Hills.
I'm sorry.
And after the recording, we hear another standard City Ring from Richmond Hill, Queens.
Operator 206, the number you're calling.
We called the soup test in Kruger. And here it sounds a little modified. Because the supervision test changes the sound of the ring. Here's the Kruger ring on a normal line. And again, that is standard City Ring. Now let's get into the variations. There's this, which qualifies, I think, as standard City Ring, but it's a slightly different flavor. Here it is on the Trafalgar 3 Crossbar 1 in West 73rd Street. This is a variant of standard City Ring, which Bill Acker and I used to call Gluggy Ring. because it sounds like it's going glub 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 glub. The most famous ring of this type was Hempstead's number one crossbar ring, which Bill and I just had a nickname for. We called it good old Glug. Now, sometimes there can be equipment on the phone line that makes regular city rings sound gluggy, especially calling certain things in the central office. But the thing about gluggy city ring is, it always sounds gluggy, including when you hear it with no phone line connected at all. In fact, it's the reason that that long ring we heard on the Hempstead recordings sounded the way it did. See, that's the gluggy ring. That's continuous gluggy ring with a few other pleasant sounds mixed in. Were it not for the glug ring, it would sound more like this. That does sound pretty good. But it's obviously not Hempstead, because if the ring isn't gluggy, it isn't Hempstead. There we are. So that's the distinction. There are a few city rings in various places that have that slight variation, and again, it's something that happens on every phone line, not just some. Now, here's a ring that I believe is very old. It's rare. And as I analyze it sort of objectively, it seems to be very similar to the Hempstead ring, except the Hempstead ring, to me that's pleasant, whereas this, well, I don't like the sound of it. That's Endicott 2 and Trafalgar 4 in West 73rd Street. And it might be unique. Now, a more common type of city ring is the high city ring. In earlier programs, we heard classic examples of it on Wadsworth 3, 7, and 8 in West 176th Street, Manhattan. Another classic example of the high city ring is at the 140 West Street building, New York Telephone headquarters. Here it is from VZ Tandem 2, the Syntrex tandem there, going to intercept.
I'm sorry, the number you have reached is not in service or temporarily disconnected.
So those two examples could be considered the most typical high city ring. In this program, we heard two slight variants. Here's one from West 73rd Street, Manhattan, Schuyler 4 and Trafalgar 7.
Hey.
And then there's the older machine in East 97th Street. And then, there's Trattman Avenue, Bronx. This is a ring that Ben liked so much. He actually made a device so that when people called him, instead of hearing his usual ring, we would hear this. It was a tape loop, but it sounded pretty good. Now, when compared to East 97th Street, Trattman sounds a bit more ancient. And I think the reason is that it has remnants of that early city ring sound, the one that the earliest machines made, which was something more like this. Right, and I think there's a little more of that in the Trattman ring than in the high city rings we hear in places like West Street. So I think that's why it sounds the way it does. The next program will begin with some examples of what number one crossbar often does on the incoming side that number five crossbar almost never does.